Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from Barrett Strong, Jimmy Rothman, The Underdogs, R. Dean Taylor, The Spinners, Shorty Long, Brenda Holloway, The Originals, and Blinky and Edward Starr together. All coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
But the sweet things she said in her letters made me Pollute Our Memories with Tom Fallon.
I feel a pounding in my brain. Ice cold water running through my veins. Got a bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Oh, I'm feeling sad cause love's gone bad. I see a rainbow all black. Must be a sign that you ain't coming back. Wake in the night, calling your name. I see your face on my window pane. I've been this way since you've been gone. Without your loving, I just can't go on. Now where's the love you promised me? And where's the tenderness to comfort me? Oh, every time some love I choose, I seem to always be the one to lose. Bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Oh, I'm feeling sad cause love's gone bad. Oh, love's gone bad. Oh, I'm feeling sad, bad.
Memory from the Underdogs. That was Love's Gone Bad. That reached 122 on the U.S. pop charts from 1967. Before that, Jimmy Ruffin had a number 29 tune from that same year, 67, with Got to Give Her All the Love I've Got. And we start with a very early Barrett Strong song, his only top 40 song, Money, That's What I Want, number 23 from 1960. Barrett decided he'd much rather have a writing and producing career, and he was very successful working with the Temptations later in the 1960s. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. Well, coming up, a great song, an only top 40 song by a gentleman by the name of R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me. Well, Canadian singer Richard Dean Taylor pursued a dogged but lonely path at Motown since he arrived at the record label in 1964. Taylor's first scheduled single back in the 1960s was never released, and then he had three unsuccessful singles after that. Taylor was an often uncredited collaborator with that great writing and production team of Holland, Doja, and Holland, and he was one of the few white producers with the company at the time. None of his assigned blue-eyed soul acts, from the Underdogs that we heard just a few seconds ago, or the Messengers, or Paul Peterson, had a hit. Well, he finally hit it big in 1970. Indiana Wants Me was a complex production, a dramatic tale of a fugitive on the run, and it took 9 sessions in less than 1 month to complete the song. The record became a radio event, and it eventually peaked at number 5. When this song was released in Europe, several radio stations reported calls from anxious listeners, thinking it was rigged, and of course the publicity didn't hurt. Well, here is R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, right here on Motown Memories.
Right to say what he said about you. cars are coming. I'm scared and so tired of running. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. I'm shy at you to talk to. Sunshine on the land. I'll never see your smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me. Of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Yellow, it looks like they found me.
That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
Though you're breaking my heart, taking my sunshine away, knowing that I'm to blame, darling, there's nothing that I can say.
I'll always love you, baby. I'll always love you. Session now. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Stop beating that fudge. Cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge. Cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today. And he don't take no stuff from nobody. No kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat. Where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be if you don't heed my plea. I'm here to tell you.
Court's in session.
Order in the court now.
Court's in session.
Can't nobody smoke now. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Sing-a-ling, and 30 more for the Afro twist. Get out of the king dance. What is this?
Everybody quiet now. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Is that the man?
No, Your Honor.
Does he look like the man?
No, Your Honor.
Well, I'm sorry. You got to go today. You can't recognize the man.
Long from 1968, reaching number 6 on the U.S. Billboard charts. That was Here Come the Judge. And that song was part of the great U.S. television show called Laugh-In, which was the number one show in the late 1960s. Before that, we heard from the Spinners, in the U.K. known as the Detroit Spinners. That was I'll Always Love You, reaching number 35 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. And we started with Ardeen Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, number 5 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. Well, coming up, a great artist that really didn't get the attention she deserved on the Motown record label. Coming up, Brenda Holloway. Well, Brenda was born in California, and she was the eldest of three children. In 1948, she and her infant brother, Wade, moved with their parents to the Watts section of Los Angeles, where Brenda took up violin and sang in her church choir. Her sister, Patrice, was born 3 years later, and at age 14, she and Patrice began working on demonstration records and singing backup for Los Angeles-based rhythm and blues acts. In 1962, Brenda made her recording debut with the single called Hey Fool, and 2 years later, she recorded the song that would later become her signature tune, coming up, Every Little Bit Hurts. Well, after being overheard singing Mary Wells' My Guy, Motown CEO Berry Gordy Jr. signed her to the Motown record label. Her first single was Every Little Bit Hurts. It was released in May 1964, and it reached number 13 on the Billboard charts, and it helped to win the singer a recording spot on Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars tour. This was her biggest hit. In 1970, she retired and married a pastor, and she left the music industry. Here she is, Every Little Bit Hurts, right here on Motown Memories.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me
songs here on Motown Memories.
Yeah!
Motown Memory from the recording duo of Blinky and Edward Starr together. That was Oh Ho Happy, and that reached number 92 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. Before that, the Originals with the Bells, number 12 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. We started with Brenda Holloway, Every Little Bit Hurts, number 13 from 1964. For this half hour, we have featured some lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. Well, coming up after the break, we'll continue with a song from 1971 from The Messengers. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.